They have dossiers on literally every citizen in the United States and citizens throughout the world that these people are potential fascists because they don't want to go along. They're not concerned about the threat of terrorism, which incidentally is being funded by the people who control our government, but not the elected government that we elect, what I call the invisible government of the Brotherhood, this little small group that controls both political parties and makes a mockery of the electoral process. But go right ahead, Ruben, because I share your concern. But there is certainly a definite effort to demonize those concerned about freedom and, of course, to glorify those who believe in the all-powerful state.
It's interesting to bring up the idea of constant surveillance and cell phone conversations. You know, apparently the only person in the known universe details have not been archived by the NSA is Lois Lerner. And we found that perhaps there are a few of her associates there at the IRS who might be similarly exempt. But the rest of us have our deeds made completely transparent to people who presume to rule us. And their dealings are just as opaque to us as ours are visible to them. There was a fascinating and terrifying couple of things from Washington Post written by Rand Falco.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. There is an organized effort to destroy America and Western civilization. It's being carried out by the little clique that controls our country and is using the financial and military power of the United States to dominate the rest of the world. The only trouble is they're having difficulty today. And suddenly, increasingly, it looks like there's going to be some sort of a war in the Ukraine or close by there. There's going to be increasing violence in the Middle East. And we're talking about sending planes in to bomb Syria and perhaps more planes to bomb Iraq. Heaven only knows where this is all going to end up. Apparently, a number of airliners were captured in Tripoli today and taken by the radical Islamists. So there are lots of uncertainties. Well, with us this evening to talk about what's going on in America is one of our good friends, Bradley Dean. Hi, Bradley. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, and thanks for having me, Stan. I greatly appreciate the time and the offer that you've had to have me on the radio.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, I want to keep it on a positive note because, again, what we're doing is we're being subjected. America is now. Literally, I used to say this about our posterity, that we're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Well, that's exactly what we're seeing today. But I'd like to do my best to bring it forth into a positive light in the sense of who are we putting our trust in. We know that we quite often talk about our forefathers, and we know that through founding documentation, you know, all the way from the Mayflower Compact to the Declaration of Independence, it smacks of the pulpit. And we, I say smacks of the pulpit so people understand that we, again, are a Christian nation, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And even going back to the history of our forefathers, we can see that they said no king but King Jesus, and they were actually raising a flag that said appeal to heaven. So when they were in a crisis concerning the tyrant King George during the Revolutionary War, the Revolutionary Times, the American people need to understand that there was less than 3% of the population were actually threw off a tyrant. It was the 13 colonies. And to say all that, to say this, is the fact that less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish what we have 238 years later. And what we're seeing today is less than 1.7% of the population through the state-run media blow it up and the lies that they promulgate to be bigger than what they really are. Namely, not only their lives, but also their numbers as well. But America needs to understand that less than 1%, 1.7% of the population is now being used to destroy this country. And so it's not like the American people haven't gone through hard times before. I mean, how many wars have we gone through? And it's interesting that the American people,
would be subject to lawsuits that
for some reason, they learn the hard way. And the way that they learn the hard way is they get into a dire situation with their backs up against the wall. And then what they begin to do is they begin to call out to God again. And over and over and over and over again, which we see in Psalm 107, for example, the God of Israel is merciful. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's a merciful God in Jesus Christ. And he continuously shows up on the behalf of the people who call out upon him. As a matter of fact, in our affliction, we have learned his statutes. As a matter of fact, it was King David that said that in Psalm 119, that in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. Well, America, here we are again. Our backs are up against the wall. In America, I don't know that they're to the point now where they're calling out to God, but I do know that after September 11th, the American people turned the wrong direction. And instead of turning to God, they turned to immorality. If you look at what's taken place in our country since September 11th, we've been under attack. We have been under this incessant attack by our own government, namely this administration, the most recent one. George Bush helped things along with the Unpatriot Act. Along with what else he established through fear upon the American people, again, September 11th.
Hold that thought, Owen. Brad Thompson will be back in just a moment. Here, Brad McGee, right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand definitely exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the price of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire fiscal gold. In a tortious way, discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive prices. Buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver industry. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly... Brandon is talking about how Barack Hussein Obama is attacking biblical values at every turn. He's doing everything he can to undermine the Christian foundation of this country. He's even going so far as to say that we're not a Christian nation. Everybody knows we were a Christian nation. Yes, we're not today because of the Supreme Court. But the vast majority of our people are Christian. They love the Lord. And that can be seen in the fact that the Christian films do so very, very well, and atheistic films do the whole do very, very poorly. But the average individuals are looking for leadership, but they're not getting it from the churches because our ministers, unfortunately, have adopted this concept of, well, the different gospel. God loves everybody. Everybody's going to go to heaven. All you got to do is love the Lord. The Lord will love you, and everything's going to be fine. Rather than talking about the spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place and the prophecies that are being fulfilled today as we move into the latter days. Go right ahead, Bradley.
What theologian John Calvin said, and you, O people, speaking to you, America, to whom God gave the liberty to choose your own magistrates, your representatives, see to it that you do not forfeit this favor by electing to the position of highest honor rascals and enemies of God. Interestingly, that John Calvin would say that. As a matter of fact, a lot of tributes John Calvin as the founder of the United States of America. Now, what's also interesting is that at the entrance of the National Archives in Washington, D.C., you'll see the monument that states, study the past. Now, I ask the question, why would we want to study the past? Because our forefathers suggested this so that we might learn from history, so again, it does not repeat itself. And history has shown time and time again, when a nation departs from God, there will be a tyrant in the midst attempting to move into its position, and that's exactly what we're seeing in America today. Then what follows? Well, devastation, massive loss of life, and this is what God warned would happen to the nations that refused to keep his commandments. Again, read Leviticus 26:21. God commands us, friends, to go back to the old path, where is the good way. Jeremiah 6:16. Well, not most to dare justice by taking on the new path. And what's interesting is I did an article called One Thing That Tyrants Actually Forget That God Does Not. And it's also for the people to pay attention to as well.
Most diets are deficient in magnesium.
Because what I did is I noted 10 lessons which men have learned from history. Number one, this is what men have learned from history.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health.
Number two, this is what men have learned from history.
If you'd like number
three, this is what men have learned from history. Number four, all the way down to number 10, this is what men have learned from history.
And our website is
radioliberty.com. I have a friend that wrote a book called What Men Have Learned from History, and it
America's
has 100 pages inside of the book.
America's 40 million
and when you open the book, all the pages are blank.
Pills
and it's sad to say that this is exactly the lot that America is making for itself today.
Americans are living longer and
history,
an additional
and
18 years after
place today
age 65. How will senior Americans spend
itself?
That time? You've got it.
You know,
taking
it's interesting
more
that when you look at these tyrants,
more disease.
Friends,
we need
they
a
know
approach.
That God exists.
How about a pill that promotes
as a matter of fact,
health
it was
rather than treats disease?
That the Bible is
that's
only
where a pill
book,
I formulated
a
comes in. It's called longevity, and it's a well-tested combination
here,
of herbs and vitamins
again,
proven
Bonaparte
to trigger genes activated by a limited
no
calorie
book,
diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy
even
vision,
when we
heart
read the
pumping,
book Psalm,
immune response,
two,
blood clotting,
the Bible
even
says that the kings of the
call
earth have gathered themselves against the Lord and against his anointing.
To order today.
But what
healthy
does the Lord say?
Aging, Longevinix.
He says
that
the Lord sits in the
get
heavens,
you
will have them in
grow.
Great derision. He'll wax high upon them.
4,000.
So, folks, it's not like these tyrants don't know that God really is. They know who they war with. They themselves, the tyrants that I'm speaking of, friends, they haven't learned from history neither. It's interesting that new generation arises, and without fail, we'll see a Hitler, we'll see a Mao Zedong, we'll see a Mussolini, we'll see a Pol Pot, we'll see a so on and so forth. But the American people think that we're just invincible. It will never happen here. Yet, friends, right now, in history, it is happening all over again. So what I want to do is I want to take you down a little road, and I want to show you how tyrants forget. Because people need to understand that, and for the life of me, I don't understand this, how a nation will allow one or two people to rule them, the sheeple, only to destroy them and to destroy one another and also their countries. That's the history of nations that forget God. But when you go back, and even if you say you don't believe in Bibles, it doesn't matter, because when you look at history, and if you see that the law is true, reaping and sowing, the Bible does say in Galatians 6 that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
She uses the delicious spices produced by old
Constantine, the tyrant, built a false bridge to drown Constantine?
After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorite steam.
Carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane.
And enhance the flavor of your food. Did you know that Maximinus
put out the eyes of thousands of Christians soon after the cure for disease?
That's
the eyes broke out among his own people, of which he himself died in great
agony. I suggest you call today. Once
this
again,
is what
the telephone number
don't
is
do,
800
They need to pull the curtain back so you can understand that tyrants pay the price as well.
800-544-8927.
Valiant caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship, and he was burnt alive. He was defeated by the gods and fled to a cottage shrimp, but he himself was burnt alive. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. People, these are things that tyrants forget. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber when he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. Marie Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her bridal, she begged the soldiers to command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession because she could not endure the sight of his miserable ones. Soon after bounding the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and as hard as granite. Dear friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. America is in a position today again, friends, keep in mind, because they have forgotten God. And when everybody stands back and complains about Barack Hussein Obama, you have to ask the question, how is it that 312 million people have been duped and put themselves in subject to such a fool as Barack Hussein Obama? And it's interesting how people mock Barack Hussein Obama, how they call him the Joker, or they'll mock him in some sense of the word. But it's interesting because when you think about it, the joke is really on the American people that tolerate his crimes towards we the people. And again, do the math, friends, because it doesn't line up. Going back to what tyrants forget, that God does not. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, let them eat grass. Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him up, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. See, so folks, we need to keep in mind that God is not mocked. God is in control. And by the way, we even recently seen that concerning the ISIS threat across the globe. We've seen what Barack Hussein Obama said in response when asked, what's your strategy? He said he didn't have any.
But
friends, that didn't really surprise me, because when you begin to look at it, the Bible says the heart, the king's heart is in the Lord's hand. He turns it whithersoever he will. When you begin to understand the Solomonsky methodologies and their dangerous ideologies, you need to keep in mind that they attribute Satan for all creditation concerning their work. So it does not surprise me whatsoever. He's probably with his hands up in the air trying to figure out what direction he's going. But you need to keep in mind that everything that they do is about the revolution. It has no order. When you pull down all laws, there is no order. Satan runs from mist, and what does he do? He creates chaos. These people create chaos, and then they mean to bring in a new order. So going back to what I just said about Barack Hussein Obama saying he has no strategy, but I believe in his confusion, he blurted out the truth. I really do believe he doesn't know what he's doing at this point. He's probably trying to figure out why he is where he's at right now, because he's losing control. By the way, friends, he never had control. When we give credit to the enemies of America, we always give them so much credit for what they do wrong and all the fear that they push on the American people and what they get away with, and there's nothing we can do about it. Friends, that's all a part of God's plan, because all of of God's creation is there for the purpose of him who created all man.
Well, let me just intervene for a moment. Certainly, Obama has admitted that his major instructor was a fellow named Saul Alinsky. And if you read Sidney Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, I bought a copy because I wanted to read this. Alinsky actually dedicates that book to Lucifer. Now, why didn't every American know that? Certainly the man who was the idol of the major teacher for Obama suddenly wrote a book which he dedicated to Lucifer. There's no question. This is what it's all about. This is a Luciferian movement. But the average American just can't believe it. The book Rules for Radicals, and the author, Saul Alinsky, who is acknowledged to be one of the major sources of ideas and concepts the current president of the United States. In other words, America is being led today by a man who looks to Lucifer for his direction. Go ahead.
Exactly right. And keep in mind when you go to Isaiah 4, my friend, that it was Satan that always wanted to send his throne above God. And we have seen the narcissism of this president over and over and over and over and over again. You know, now we're getting to the point where the American people are going to actually stand down and give this destroyer 2 more years to destroy the American Constitution and the American Christian heritage as we know it. That bewilders me to no end. That must be the land of the cowardice because, from my understanding, this is the land of the free because of the brave. And we seem to have lost that. And by the way, personal experience tells me just that. The higher I go up in leadership, both in the church and in the political world in this country, I can understand exactly why we're where we're at today. Because of the cowardice of men.
And why do we have our troops and self-proclaimed
leaders? And it's interesting. They'd be blind leaders of the blind, and Americans wondering why they're in the ditch. Going back to Barack Hussein Obama,
friends,
it does not surprise me whatsoever.
Hold that thought. Hi, this is Bradley Dean. We're talking about the current situation of America. As America has turned its back on God, and also God will turn his back on America.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Bacteria, viruses, Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitman, Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent, the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
A drought is that they talk about suddenly the fact that America is becoming increasingly a lawless nation, and that is because we've turned our back on God's rules. Now, America was initially a Christian nation. The power of the central government was to be limited, and God, people were to look to God for direction, but matters dealing with life and liberty and property were all to be taken care of at the state and the local level, so that men could be free, because our founding fathers recognize the fact that if the federal government could regulate our businesses, could regulate the individual, could tax the individual, could control the individual, that it was only a matter of time before we had an authoritarian structure here. But they've taken a long time to do it. They've done it very, very subtly. But there is a small group that was here at the time America was created that hate America, that hate God, that hate freedom, and certainly gradually, little by little, they've taken over control of the government. They control both political parties, the banks. They control the media. They control the major corporations. They control the military. They know exactly what they're doing. But they've been able to conceal their existence from the American people because of their degree of control over the six major corporations. They control 90% of the media outlets. Go right ahead.
I also wanted to interject with that one. The point that I was making is the mercy that God shows upon a nation is the fact that the crimes of the administration are being exposed on a daily basis. But when you let the crimes go, you add strength to tyranny. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. We're beginning to reap what we sow, friends. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. That's why we're beginning to reap the whirlwind. And this is where the American people need to stand and rise to the level of expectation and God's commandments and actually execute the laws in which he has given unto us. The whole purpose of government, friends, is to ensure our right. And to restrain men from sin. Remember, James, that's the purpose of government. But what happens when you have an administration that's actually advocating sin and doing the opposite of their purpose of position? This is what is so astounding to me. I do not for the life of me, and I don't mean to put any question marks out there, friends, and I'm not saying it facetiously, but the days that go on, and the more they go on, I am just amazed at what the American people tolerate. And I do know that the American people are just hoping that it's all just going to go away someday. It's not going to just go away. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until the American people actually stand up and deal with the issues at hand. And the younger generation, by the way, is who I see standing up and saying enough is enough. It's not a lot of them, but there are those out there that are actually standing up and doing something about it.
And Bradley can clearly say that because he's actually addressed over 350 in the high school audiences, school audiences across America, are telling these young people the truth about what's going on. And it's amazing. amazing how many of them, once they share the truth, begin to recognize the truth. Is that an accurate appraisal?
It's easily an accurate appraisal, because that's exactly, they know what they'll tell me, is they'll say, and by the way, out of the 350 schools I've done, I can't tell you a school where I haven't heard the testimonials from these kids. After the assembly program, they bum rush me. I'll get 50 to 100 kids coming around me. They'll say, I knew it. I just couldn't put words to it. The students will tell me that they know that they're being lied to. And here's another encouraging word, because when you look in the book of Deuteronomy, Stan, listeners, you look at the book of Deuteronomy, there was an older generation that was unwilling to obey the voice of the Lord. But there was a younger generation that was willing. They just didn't know which voice to go to. And it's interesting that the Lord said to Moses, tell the older generation to go around the mountain again, but tell the younger generation, I'm going to bring them into the promised land. Now, I'm not going to say prophetically that's exactly where we're at today, but I am telling you, I got to believe that there's a pocket of God's huge heart for his younger people that have no knowledge between good and evil. And when you give them the knowledge of good and evil, I'm telling you what, they will respond, and they are responding. And here's the great secret that Barack Hussein Obama and his administration do not want the American people to know. They are losing majorly concerning the young people. Because once the American people realize that everything that this administration is doing is backfiring, and let me tell you something, friends, it is backfiring from A to Z in the majority, no question about it. But they don't want you to know that. That's why they are guarding the school gate like nobody's business. Now what they're doing, friends, just a side note, they're implementing something called Common Core, and they're trying to put a nail in the coffin. And now is the time to get your kids out of public schools. But the point that I'm trying to make is, listen, if they're worth fighting for because you love them, I am telling you what, there's going to be a payday at the end of it, and it's called a future and a hope, but it's going to be based on Jesus Christ, because the Tea Party, for the most part, friends, is a joke. The professed church in America, it's a joke. What I've seen across the land with national leaders, for the most part, and I'm not saying it to put their light out, to make mine, to dim their light and make mine brighter. I'm not doing it for that purpose. I am just telling you.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce, because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incident of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Using whatever force would be considered suitable in order to battle against the same ISIS fighters that the champion just within the last year, year and a half or so.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and today our guest is Bradley Dean. And before we go on, Bradley, and we begin talking about certainly what the American people can do, those people who really care. And certainly, in my estimation, the only thing that's really going to help America, it will be a great revival, and the only way we're going to get a great revival is for things to get terribly, terribly bad. And I think I can assure you that things are going to get terribly bad. But basically, Bradley, you go ahead. I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry, okay?
If you'd like to check us out, please go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're on 6 days a week from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Times on Saturdays. We're on from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. I love it. We just put up a brand new media source, which brings forth not only the problem, but also educates you to the answers. In other words, when King David prayed to the Lord, he said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. And I'm telling you what, there's an anointing on that, friend, that breaks the yoke of bondage, and I'm getting it right now. And in saying that, it's a media resource to give you the answers. Again, it's called SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And if you'd like to check out what we've done in high schools across the nation, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com and check out the brand new documentary called My War, and a brand new comic book called My War as well. And it's an educational piece that brings forth the testimonial in which the Lord has put me through, and then it educates them to the foundations, as George Washington rightly said. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So we want to make sure that when people pick it up, they're educated in the process so they can actually stand up and be a part of the answer and not just a part of the problem across the land.
Okay, very good. Now, basically, do you see any sign of the possibility of a great revival coming? I believe this is what we really need to have. Right now, I think most people just want to be left alone. They want to lead a good life. They want to wait until things get better, but I don't think things are going to get better unless this nation turns back to God. What do you think?
Stan, I want you to understand that, too, and I'm not equating everybody. I'm not lumping everybody in that lot. But the more I get into the circles of national leadership, the more I understand why we are where we're at, because a lot of these leaders, they're playing the game. They're still playing the game. They're not walking in the holiness of the Lord. They'll call themselves Christians, but they're not practicing what they're preaching. They have secret lives. They have double lives. And it was the Lord that said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. And it's one of my great frustrations is to actually be a part of the answer, but it's hard because when Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, he meant just that. And I believe it was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, the man that walks close with God, he's going to be lonely. And it's really true. It really is true. But in answering your question, there's no question we need revival, but America's not been brought to the end of themselves yet. They're still playing in their games. And it's interesting, when I do churches on the East Coast, everybody's got on their sign, all these churches have, come to our church for revival, come to our church for revival. Well, keep in mind, revival means something brought back from the dead. America's not dead to their sin yet. They're still playing in it. And until they actually come to the end of themselves, they're not going to meet the living God. And I believe you're exactly right, Stan, when you say that. I believe things are going to have to get a lot worse. I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, last night, we all went to bed, 4,000 babies a day. Yesterday and today were murdered in the womb, and we still have whole grown-ups watching football games and baseball games and entertaining themselves out of their own freedom. I don't understand how they can look at God and expect God to be a merciful God when they have an idol in one hand and then they want to serve God in the other, when, again, the Lord says you can't serve mammon and me. You're going to have to pick one or the other. And America has to be brought to the end of themselves. And I got to be honest and say, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it with the church leaders. I'm seeing the church leaders across the land actually bending and bowing to the culture rather than praying to God to empower them by the Holy Ghost to change the culture. I'm seeing it completely opposite. So I believe that what we're going to have to see is we're going to have to see some hard times come on America. And by the way, concerning the babies and the homosexual agenda, for the American people to bow down to this, you got to read scripture, friends, because it's not looking very good. We're going to pay the piper. We've allowed over 57 million babies to be murdered. We're letting the homosexuals illegally implement their agenda, basically aiming at our posterity through the NEA. That's a whole other topic. But stand to answer your question, my friend. I believe we're going to have to hit rock bottom before we go anywhere.
I agree with you totally. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bradley, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bradley, and get in touch with your ministry,
how they get your
website, how they get your books, how they get your PayPal button.
One thing that tyrants forget that God is not, and I was talking about right before the break how people look at Christians as though these powerless individuals, when in fact, friends, it was the church that Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail. It was the church that the Lord said, and he gave power over all of the enemy. It was the church that was empowered by God. A case in point, you ask a Satanist, they will tell you that the church has no idea the power that's available to them. And I'm saying that for the very purpose of those that crucified the Christ, those that had John the Baptist beheaded, so on and so forth. I want to give you a little history so you can understand what I'm saying here. Because when you look at Herod Antipas and Herodias, who were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ as well, by the way. But in the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money and territory were turned over to Agrippa while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died miserably. See, we always hear about what the bad guys did to the church, but we never hear how God actually dealt with those that were touching the individuals concerning the church. Going to Pontius Pilate, who handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Friends, did you know that Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula in AD 37 through 41? He was exiled and to Gaul and eventually committed suicide. See, again, we don't know the history of those that messed with the church. The Jews who heard and rejected Christ were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian's father. In 70 AD, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of Old English of 1,100,000. Besides those who Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, 17,000 were sold. Now keep in mind, friends, these are the ones that crucified the Christ. This is the history of those that crucified the Christ. 17,000 were sold and sent into Egypt and other provinces to vile slavery. 2,000 were brought with Titus in his triumph, of whom part he gave to be devoured of the wild beast, part otherwise most cruelly were slain. Now, going to government who does not submit to the making of war, let's go back and show you a little history. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, well, friends, guess what they did? They rejected him, just like what you're seeing in America today. Being content to have the emperor reign over them, rather than the meek king of glory, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, well, friends, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. And as they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort. They were horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. So friends, we can look through history and we can see what we're to fear. We're to fear the answer from heaven if we reject the Holy God. Now that might be a diabolical fear to those that are not in Christ. As a matter of fact, a preacher one time said,
Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God.
But friends, we also
got to
keep in mind, not only do we serve a loving God, but we also serve a judge.
If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson homeschool program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator.
The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. And when you
thousands
go to the
of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson.
We're not to fear the enemy who can kill the body and do no more. We're to fear God.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems.
Fear.
They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and steaming thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands
and
of men
exactly
take prostate support every day
because
it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
It's great stuff, and it's a great perspective, because when we hear about old and confused all the time, well, once we look at those old and confused, we can understand, wait a second, they weren't all that old, and they weren't all that confused. And I'm actually trying to pull that up right now, because again, when we look at that story, friend, I'm trying to pull it up right now. And for the sake of not having it in front of me right now, I will do my best to find that piece for us. Again, going back to what we've been talking about, is the fact that what we're seeing in our country and what we're seeing abroad. As a matter of fact, I just called one of my friends today, and he runs an outlet. And I said, have you heard of an imminent threat that might be imminent? And he said, yeah, they were talking about this last week. And again, just taking to the signs of the times and where we're at as a country, I don't, again, understand what the American people don't see. We have an administration today, friends, that has dropped open wide the borders. But the TSA, when the illegals come across the border, the TSA doesn't serve them. They get a free pass to get on airplanes. But every American has been accused or suspect terrorist in the United States by this administration. You have to produce ID. But for some reason, the illegals don't. That's what you would call being repaid to your face. When we think about the ISIS, and we see this, and by the way, Sam, I just wanted to interject my thought, because I personally believe that ISIS is a political battering ram to bring forth a new world order, because they create the chaos that they want, only to implement a new world order. And the studies that I have found and the homework that I've done concerning ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood, even when they go over to Egypt and they ask the foreigners over there, you know, who is the Muslim Brotherhood, they believe that it's a political battering ram only being used.
And I think basically what Sidney Bradley is saying is that this is created. It's created by the West. The United States CIA funded ISIS and set this up. And certainly today, it's being funded by Saudi Arabia and a couple of other radical countries. Where is it getting its money? It's getting the money from us. Why did we have it? Because you need an enemy to justify having ever more control over the American people. And now we can point to the threat of Islamic terrorism, and of course you see the rising tenor of talking about that threat, and this is going to be used eventually to create a war, and we will be going to war with the Muslim world, an awful lot of Muslims are going to get killed, an awful lot of Americans are going to get killed, but that's going to happen with the Vietnam War, and when we fight the Viet Cong, so we could have a war, that's what funded happened in World War II, when we funded the Nazis, so we could have a war, and it's like days off all over again, and the average American finds this difficult to believe. But if you listen to our programs regularly, you'll understand this is exactly what has happened. Go right ahead.
And that's exactly why they believe it. As a matter of fact, there's an unknown quote that they get away with what they get away with because the people would never believe it's them doing it. And that's exactly right. And taking it back again to what we were just talking about, we see the borders wide open. We see, again, the President of the United States entertaining America's sworn enemies. Now there's some ISIS threat in America, and they're telling us they're here now. Well, who's the enemy then? Who's advocating the terror? Who's advocating the crime? I mean, if someone's knocking on my door trying to break into my house to come steal, kill, or destroy, the person that would be guilty of allowing the family or the particular people inside of the house to be slaughtered would be the person that opens the door. And yet the American people can't see that. It was James Madison that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Yet the American people refuse to actually say that a government can be responsible for it. Yet if they would pull the curtain back on the United States government, they could see that we were warned all the way up, as a matter of fact, from my history, finding out from Eisenhower that we are to watch out for these people.
Well, let's see what John from Spokane is calling us. John, do you have a question? A quick question. We're almost at the end of the program. But do you have a quick question for our guest? If you can help define this.
Yes, Bradley, can you cite sometimes in history where civilization or culture or whatever, although not as worldwide as it is today, but within a situation like this, and what they did that successfully turned the tide?
However, administration officials said a host of national security crises officially announced it back, likely until after Obama returns from Wales.
But when I think
this
of Nineveh,
IRN, USA Radio News.
The folks who care at the Platteville Public Library remind parents this back-to-school season, prepare your kids the right way by boning up on their reading and studying skills. By doing so, you give them a fighting chance at success. So help your child succeed and prepare them for back-to-school properly. That's from the Platteville Public Library because they care about your child's education. For more information on study and reading programs for your kids, call 785-2231 and get your kids properly prepared for back to school. As our children return to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way when the war gets drugs and violence. Talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Grace Cafe and all. Inviting you to come and get, whether you're very hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street and all. It's a great place for great food and a good time. Grace Cafe.
I believe that the atrocities are going to get more heinous day by day.
And I think, John, basically, if you evaluate the Second World War, we funded the United States. At least our corporations funded the Nazis all during the war. Covered beautifully in a book called America's Nazi Secret and in a 4-CD set called The War Against the Jews. We funded the Viet Cong during the Viet Cong War, and that's covered in our 4-CD set on Vietnam. So the information is there. It's happened time again, and it's happening again today. Anything else, John?
Well, I see that I have a real clear concept of the problem, but I don't see the solution.
Well, let me say this way, John. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Global demand vastly exceeds mines supplied by more than 50% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing the quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive prices. We buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bonds round and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call discount gold and silver trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free at 1-800-375-4188.
Starts bragging have you about noticed how it's that America is changing?
Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927.
The leader and I suggest you call today. Otherwise known as ISIS. Pictures tweeted by the state itself.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess he's been Bradley before Bradley goes. I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and support what you are doing.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or you can go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or if you'd like to see what we've done in high school, you can run international.com.
God bless you. We'll be talking to you real soon. Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day,
that would be a violation
for 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand that most of what they're reading in the newspaper just is not true. And then a small little group of wicked and evil people control both political parties and make mockery out of our electoral process. And this is because they control the 9 major corporations that control the media. And if you haven't read the wonderful book,
the approval
The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. You need to get that book. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. All the books are almost 10 years old.
Why the
basic information in it is absolutely correct. And Sidney, if you want to know who they are, who this group is,
what motivates
them, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's their book. Was available
the ultimate U.S. objective calling 1-800-544-8927.
Listen, if you'd like to help us to get the truth out about what they're doing and poisoning our families, poisoning us. I'm talking about smart meters. I'm talking about Wi-Fi. I'm talking about, Sidney,
there are many devious ways in which the U.S. can
cell phones that they know that there's dangerous radiation out there.
For example, because of the difficulties of identifying aircraft
and dangerous radiation, we recommend it to you. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We can also listen to our programs live 4 hours a day.
could also use the excuse of ISIS captured the top air base as an excuse to bomb the state in Nicaragua, then Syria had to leave there,
the along with their correspondence
to buy
you need
air armaments
to understand
way.
They really do intend to kill off
I don't think
you
ISIS
and your family and most of the people in the world.
Islands.
And the only
so
thing that's going to give you
to
any protection is your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. But the population control agenda, you can get it on the internet, go to your search engine, or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and type in and look for the population control agenda. But you have to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. It's very difficult for people to understand that this is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, but there really are people today who worship Lucifer.
And
they think that he has given the power and the money that he has. So the richest man in the world are Luciferians. And the reason that they have their great wealth is because they've given their allegiance to the prince of this world. Our job is to expose them, expose their agenda, and then, of course, try to direct the good people so that when things get bad, they will know what to do, and they're going to have to... As I say, we have
the
a revival. So pray for,
the
United States,
or at least
pray
not
for our leaders, our ministers, pray for revival. But I ask you to please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment with our guest for the next hour, Bob Fletcher.
And then face their war-weary constituents. A growing number of which in Congress are also demanding the same. A broad authorization, like
those
past
up to
September
11th, 2021. All the thoughts will be back in a moment here.
Children, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electronics, construction,
carpeting,
legal, or care, and offering exceptional customer service and provide quality services and goods. Your honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. Their wait is
called
that. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6045.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds customers that any accidents are a result of drivers on their cell phone. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. That's from Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925 East Harmony, Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community experts spend years in servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614, Walker Manufacturing Company.
I received something the other day, a transmission that brought to my attention and brought back to my memory the time in 1995 when myself and a good handful of my associates and affiliates, five of us that had the opportunity, which I had carefully orchestrated and to put the directors of five different militia, patriot militia groups, before before the United States Senate. He set that up with Arlen Specter. He thought that they'd give them an opportunity to backstab us or jump on us and kind of cause major damage politically to what was the beginning of a major patriot movement in the 90s, which, of course, that I was a part of. And in putting that whole thing together and getting it off the ground, we ended up in a short period of time shocking the criminals in Washington, D.C. by putting together this horrendous following. In such a very quick period of time, it was amazing. It amazed me because apparently what was out there under let's say, a little bit under the covers without realizing it, there was, in fact, millions of Americans in 1995 that were so totally upset and worried about the corrupted direction that our entire government was taking.
Could decide not to petition Congress.
And once they had a few people like myself and another small number of us that were going to be the spokesperson, so to speak, they came out from the woodwork. They came out from every nook and cranny across the United States of America. And it was a small town where I had initiated this activity the first serious, and we use the term militia as a kind of echoes of the George constitutional, of course, and rather a stark word for the name of a politically oriented group, an information group,
for the White House, the
same as we do on the radio today. And the small town where I was, within 30 days, the post office actually brought in an extra person full time, strictly to handle the bags of communication letters that we got from all over, actually all over the world, but predominantly the United States.
In addition to the,
and it was a reaction of all of the good patriots out there finally having a spokesperson that could speak up for them.
And it was mind-boggling.
We had received so much mail. We were actually picking up in a pickup truck two or three entire 5-foot bags of mail every day at the small post office. It was really
great.
I'm sure there's still an awful lot of people out there feeling that way.
But it's just
they did everything they could to discredit the militia. Because, of course, the last thing they want us to know is that we've already been taken over by a subversive group,
and we can just a moment here at
Radio Liberty.
That's what you said, quote, the execution of American journalist James Foley by ICE is
global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than the coming explosion with prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass. There has never been a better time than right now to
focus on gold and
silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded
on the principles of focus on that type of planning, but that doesn't mean we're not going to be very mindful that they could quickly aim to attack the Western targets outside of the region.
American gold, silver, platinum,
if they show
and
the intent or they show plotting against the United States, we'll be prepared to deal with that as necessary. End quote.
Gold, self-directed IRAs
and then
are available.
According to Fox 5
gold
News
and silver trading at 1-800-375-4188.
Metro Police have confirmed,
free,
Joel Insert, the only thing confirmed that the propaganda claims
Garlic,
are
there's no medicine,
the
natural or pharmaceutical
really
that can top it, whether it's your arteries,
opinion
your immune system, your heart, or your brain. Garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazine is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicine also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's
quote.
Sociable garlic.
It's in a
buy garlic
rind
in quantity for less than $9
Vegas
a month,
a
and shipping is free. Call
866-674-3955
to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Government operatives are the only ones to do high-profile and complex terror attacks.
FBI set up agents, FBI agents to infiltrate
other
groups that are forming all across the United States militia groups. Because the last thing they wanted was any organized opposition to the subversive group that controls both political parties that makes a mockery of our electoral process. So what did the FBI agents do?
You see, well, a big deal that they did that really caused a problem was, first off,
making the
making
of a veiled threat by Islamic radicals on Twitter a higher
by
cost for
taking
third.
Photographs of
many
all license plates of the
Chicago
people that came to the meeting.
Said CBS
and of course,
security expert
we had,
Ross, right?
I mean, we even had several groups, I'm going to say at least 5 or 10 groups
and
across the country that were nothing but gray-haired ladies
quote,
over 55 years of age
analysis.
That had finally
the
decided that they themselves
Twitter.
Had to
so
form their own groups. We used to call them the grandmother militia. And these were actually, you know, little ladies' organizations that used to
so
do fake cookies for the local school, and now they were getting together and they were handing out pamphlets about the Constitution.
In the meantime,
and of course, that was when a little hand pocket Constitution was printed during that period of time. But they would, the agents would go out
the
and they were intimidating. And the taking license
we
plates,
are in your
plates
we are in
and
your
trying
state.
To get a
we
list of the names of the people that came and where
anywhere.
They were from
end
and
quote.
That type of thing was
so
very, very scary for
lot.
Some of these
it's
people. And obviously,
we're
that worked in some areas where
ISIS,
people would just, they started shying away.
What
really bothered them, of course, was that was when they,
really
bad people in our own government blew up the Murrah building,
them in all these,
the federal
these
building in Oklahoma.
Of, almost brand
see, that
new
was
vehicles.
At the very apex point
or,
of when we were really getting off of the ground
are,
with the militia groups.
You know,
and of course, they implied
there in the middle
instantly
of the desert,
that it was a militia. People that did it, that the militia was involved with it, and all of that.
I
can remember one of the first newscasts when that building was blown up. And I must say that
the open border between the U.S. and Mexico, which could easily be happening
on the
daily,
or excuse me, Timothy McVeigh was involved with it.
I'll tell you
why. I believe very peripherally. I think he was like Oswald, and that was it. Oswald, when he
was
assassinated, when Kennedy was peripherally involved, I think he did bring a rifle up, the rifle that he owned. He brought up to the building at somebody's request, and then from there, of course, it was already set up for him to be the patsy. Likewise, I believe Timothy McVeigh was involved
as
in that much more of a peripheral manner because in that building there was at least three bombs where and there was two judges in California ruled that or the three that were actually located that were never executed, were never blown up,
back into the US
and they were found by the police, etc. They never talked much about that. And then, of course,
and
later on,
like Brer Rabbit,
my own inquiry, I found
the
out
has agreed
that
to allow
the fellow that had actually taken advantage of me and had taken over my business
next, the eighth,
was named Gary Best. That fellow who was in the CIA and had supplied weapons all over the entire globe for covert operations for so many years. And again, I had the opportunity to exactly be there and watch what he was doing, et cetera, when he tried to recruit myself into the agency association that he had been doing this weapons supplying for so long. I discovered
the war
a couple of years after
the, US is
after the Murrah Building had been blown up, that he himself had interrupted
a
major arms operation on the behalf of our intelligence community in the Russias. And he had interrupted that multi-million dollar operation and had bought a business and had established himself 1.5 miles from the Murrah Building in Oklahoma about 90 days before the explosion.
Persian Gulf monarchies have long
I knew that he had supplied
C4
explosives,
but most have shied away from
the Contras during the
Iran-Contra
business. And this was approximately, of course, 9 years after that.
Especially delicate,
but that was his job, was supplying weapons and explosives and timers for the Iran-Contra operation for C4, and I discovered that he had actually set up a fraudulent business, the same as he had done with myself. He had bought a business in Oklahoma City, 1.5 miles from the explosion, and I am positive, no question in my mind, that that gentleman was involved with participating in probably supplying plastic explosives that blew up the third floor of that building.
And killed all those 168
people,
and basically, of course, Timothy McVeigh, that told her that fellow was in the cell next to him, and that basically, he did a good enough to appeal his conviction for murder, and he said the only way I'm ever going to get out of here is for them to execute me. And basically then, of course, there was
a
woman who actually witnessed the execution, and later, as she was on a radio program, as he said, I didn't know you continued breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you were if you continued breathing after you were dead. And there was a talk show host at that time who played that clip over and over and over again until they said, let's watch him up and kill him. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is the history that I've lived through and why I'm still doing what I'm doing and why Bob is still doing what he's doing. Well, for one reason or another, God sent me to keep us alive and keep us getting information out.
Many
of these
were a perversion of Operation Gladio. Originally designed
but the other
World
day,
II,
as I started talking originally, was when I received this bit of information that just sort of brought
really interested
my
in this
appearances and the appearance of my cohorts there in 1995 before the Senate. And our intention at that time was to try and show
after the rest
that the amount of corruption that was spread throughout
our
government at the highest levels through the Senate and the Congress.
But after the war, the U.S.
And what flashed back to me when I received
the
notice, a little notification of information yesterday, I guess it was. And it was in reference to Senator Frank Church. Now, Senator Frank Church in 1975, that was 20 years before I sat before the Senate, he had actually done the same thing, but he was, in fact, a high-ranking senator. And his concern was the totally out-of-control Central Intelligence and the National Security Agency at that time. And it became actually an infamous investigation, the Frank Church Committee investigation of 1975, when he actually brought out a whole handful of Central Intelligence operatives, which, by the way, included E. Howard Hunt, who was later absolutely, he was one of the hobos. He was the Central Intelligence major figure, and he brought him in 75 to talk about all of
You're
the
listening
covert
to the Lion,
operations and the weapons
HNC,
and the spying
1360
and the ability to spy
Johnstown,
on people
Denver.
And all of that. Now, again, I have to remind you, I'm 75.
And
that's
of his fullness we
ago.
Have all received,
and, Frank
and grace for grace.
People before the
for
Senate
the law
committee
was given through
and,
Moses.
Really
but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time.
The
only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
And
the Gospel
it was, of
John,
the fact
chapter 1,
he brought to
verse
the attention
16.
Of the general public and the other senators
the
and congressmen
people of the United
how
States,
out of control
in order to
the National Security Agency had
union,
become.
Establish
and I'm
justice,
quote here.
Ensure domestic
Church,
tranquility,
and he said that,
provide
now,
for the common
line,
defense,
1975,
promote the general welfare,
20 years later,
and secure
we were doing a
the blessings
almost,
of liberty
we
to ourselves
senators, we
and our posterity
to
ordain
the opportunity to
and establish
the
this
Senate.
Constitution.
And here's what he
as our
said
children return
at
to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way to win the war
he
against
said,
drugs and violence.
Parents,
talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Grace Cafe
in
and home. Inviting you
he
to come in
enable
and whether you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Austin.
No
it's a great place for great food and a good time. Grace Cafe, 200
at
East 1st Street in Austin,
could be turned around
they care.
On the American
Blow
people.
Your shofars
and no
sound
American
your high praises of joy and thanksgiving to our Lord. Come with rejoicing as
Beth
Messiah congregation celebrates the first of the fall feast days, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. And we're inviting you to join us. Date, Wednesday, September.
Telegram, etc. It doesn't matter.
Time, 5
there would
to 9:30
be no
p.m.
place to
hide. To with
now,
all.
Of course,
special
what you would
speaker,
have to answer
Dr. Lance Thomas at 6 o'clock.
Today
and special music
would be,
from the
of course,
see you
all
there
of your emails
Hudson,
and the
Maya.
Entire web, the international website.
Well,
he finished up by saying, I don't want to see this country ever go across the bridge. I know the capacity that is there to make tyranny total in America, and we must see to it that this agency and all agencies all possess this, who all possess this technology, operate within the law and under proper supervision so that we never cross over the abyss. That is the abyss from which we will never return.
And basically the NSA now is not monitoring not only by everybody's the telephone conversations and emails, but they're doing it through all of the civilized world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving rapidly towards a one-world dictatorship. We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend Paul Foster.
Even if you don't sign up for the World Affairs Brief,
cancer
it
was
worked,
a rare disease
100
years
world
ago, but that isn't true
com.
Today.
Periodically,
a
we're
recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer
material.
During their lifetime.
Also,
and many will die from
website,
that disease. Why has the incident
of
cancer increased?
All of the books
well, most people eat processed
Joel.
Food. The processed
the
food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
I like everything about securing a property.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why the Institute on the Constitution has put together a post-check that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host-check. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call 866-730-9796.
September 11th was the biggest single trigger event.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is
Building 7 come down?
In the aftermath of the U.S. war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan and a decade-long occupation, thousands of additional Muslims were energized to hate America and native countries. They formed or joined many new radical jihadist organizations that were too large to vary to be directly controlled by U.S. and British intelligence services that before. They could only be indirectly controlled through infiltrating their leadership and providing funding, arms, and material support of controlled allies.
And a big part of that, which is
Even while
probably the most upsetting book I ever saw in my
military
life.
Orders will already
it's extremely
be implemented.
Well, now it's been it's in a reprint now, and it's called the Report from Iron Mountain.
Except that poor essential
and there's been several people have done different exposés on it or what have you, and discovery and conversations about it.
Only this time
but
be
in
a
that, it actually discusses, it talks about the government planning for world government. And that was
and
way, way back in the, like in
China.
That, well, that was in the 60s.
The only
but
thing
that had been discussed in the 50s, believe
Ukraine,
it or not.
Is that
and the concept of what, how you could take and eliminate
the
Constitution in the United States, what would it take, basically, to eliminate constitutional life in America. And a big deal in there was, it says,
so we could never
we're going to have to, if we replace war, if we replace war as in fighting with the Russians, when we reach a point where we're not having conflicts with the Russians, and we're not, now this is in the 60s, we're not having conflicts with the Russians, we're not having conflicts directly with China, we would have to replace
the
concept of war, and we could always make up artificial enemies that will scare the American people sufficiently to maintain this control that we have to have for world government. And what one of the things was, they said, we can, if we start now in the 60s, within 30 years, we could make the people of the world think that pollution was going to destroy the
our environment is everyone's
so
responsibility, and Colorado manufacturers take that obligation seriously. We're working hard to be
then
responsible members of our community, while at the same time helping to grow our economy and create new jobs.
Now,
but now, politicians and special
so
interests in Washington are trying to impose unrealistic new ozone regulations on Colorado that will do little to improve our environment. What they will do is put a stop to all the economic progress we've worked so hard to achieve, costing almost 25,000 job losses every year and costing over $1 billion more just to drive our cars and trucks over the next 23 years. Letting Washington bureaucrats run our energy policy is not responsible government, and it's not why Colorado sent Senator Mark Udall to Washington. Call Senator Mark Udall today at 303-650-7820. Time to stand up for Colorado manufacturing and say no to unrealistic and costly new energy regulations. Paid for by the National Association of Manufacturers.
And now, if somebody just told you that,
we
you
hold
just
these
heard
truths
Bob
to be self-evident,
you that, you could say, well,
that all
well,
men are
know,
created
but,
equal,
you know, that,
that they are endowed by their Creator
be wrong.
With certain unalienable rights,
book,
that among these are life, liberty, and
the
pursuit the of happiness,
from Iron Mountain,
that to secure these rights,
in
governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent
there,
of the governed.
They said,
this
we have
is the America
to work out
News
a way
Network.
So that we can control the weather.
South
and of course,
Radio
that was
Shop
another
was to remind you that
point
drinking
that I
driving
brought
should
forward
be
before the United
there
States
will be
Senate
opportunities to
when we
during holiday season.
Before the Senate in 1990.
This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radio Shop, 417 Jefferson Street, Fort Collins. All the radio with their needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family-owned and operated, and they're on the air. Because they care.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses
well,
are simply too numerous
about?
To mention.
Oh,
Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical that can top it, whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain. Garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
The answer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt. Issued, posted the following statement in three Twitter messages Thursday. Russian supply chain, armored vehicles,
well,
artillery,
this is
and multiple rocket launchers have been in position to defeat Ukraine's armed forces. So now an increasing number of Russian troops are intervening directly in fighting on Ukrainian territory.
To a terrorist organization.
Russia has also said its newest air defense system, including the SA-22, is being used in Ukraine, and is now directly involved in
fighting. And of course now we've identified the Islamic terrorists behind what's really going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before I go on, Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your DVDs and other information that you have readily available?
Absolutely. If you're computer savvy, which we most all of us are, including myself and all the members of the grandmothers and grandfathers of America,
already have.
We've been forced to move into a computerized grandmother system, I guess. But if you have a computer available, if you go up and put in BobFletcherInvestigations.com or just Bob Fletcher Investigations, you just Google it if you would, Bob Fletcher Investigations, and it'll aim you in the right direction there. Also, I would like to grab a piece of paper and pencil, write down my physical address. You can certainly write to us, and we will send you a brief copy of our catalog of my investigations that I've done over the
recent
few years, and that's at Bob Fletcher at Post Office Box 216 Bayview, Idaho 83803. That's Box 216 Bayview,
now
Idaho,
the movement can break
83803. We'd be glad to send you
the
a response
so
to you if we can. And on our
confrontation,
you can of course send us an email. That's
obvious.
Certainly on our website. And I wanted to point something
naturally
out, Stan. We are redoing our website completely,
NATO,
doing a brand new one,
no
which I anticipated to be up last week.
Yes, I know about the
we got
NATO
notification that it was potentially going to take as much as a week or two longer.
Here's the bottom line.
And, of course, right away I thought, oh, boy, here we go again because, you know, Bob Fletcher changing his website, and now they're going to fool around with me. So I looked into it, and what it is apparently legitimate when you change over, doing a complete change of your website,
a prime indicator that
they actually have to do a verification notification to all of the signal points around the entire globe.
Out military and
it's kind of like a formal notification, and they have to get an acceptance back that it's been being changed and updated. And then it literally does take as much as an extra week to even 2 weeks sometimes to get all of the variety of stations, transmitters, I guess, around the entire globe to acknowledge it. So originally I thought, oh, somebody's fooling around with us again, but maybe that's totally a legitimate situation.
And
we look forward to it, though, because the new... I just had so much problems with my old website. The new one's going to be a lot of fun, and we're adding a lot of things that we're going to be able to do to it. So I want everybody just maybe keep your eyes open. It'll be a few more days before it's there. Okay, so here we have a situation where back
in the 60s, the reason is that a strong military reaction now,
they actually sit down and plan what was necessary to fraudulently convince and con the American people into wanting a world government. And to show how easy it would be, we would have, basically, eventually, their idea was to have one flag of United Nations. And one coinage, they would change all of the money, which they have started at. In a few areas, obviously, with the euro, that merger of the European money that's part of the world government. They were going to do all of these things financially and socially and economically and politically, so we'd all be one happy family. What they didn't tell you, of course, is that it would be run exactly the same as Adolf Hitler's
and the
Germany,
word flesh and dwelt among us,
you would have
and we
to
his glory,
obey
the glory as
all
of the
these
only
little things,
the Father,
and that they would have the ability to
truth.
Listen in on your
John
telephone,
witness of him and
listen
out
in
saying,
on your computer.
This was he
that they
of whom
monitor
I said,
now,
he who
for
comes after
that,
me is preferred
you know,
before
you may
me,
not have a good handle
for he
on
was
this.
Before me.
They monitor
the
all of your
John,
financial transactions
1, verse 14
at any banking systems that you function with at all. They monitor your credit cards. They are monitoring your purchases
you the of the United
so that
States.
They could actually take
in
any individual in America and do a complete analysis. There would be a profile of your entire life. They can monitor when you turn on a television program, what you watch, what you see, what you transmit to your friends on
the
computer, the emails that you receive. All of these things are totally, at this point in time, under the NSA national security system.
We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to
drugs.
They provide examples
Senator,
to their peers and families
Church,
to be the best
Frank
they can be.
Church,
that's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Cross Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943
that
and specializing in naturalized aged beef
and
pork and complete custom
that
processing.
We would not ever
call 303-688-2240. That's
303-688-2240. And they have with the
whether
new
you're
equipment
an
they have, this
goods,
is really
hardware,
spooky
health,
stuff.
Wellness,
with the new equipment they have with the computers, etc., they can go in
and, offer
and read and copy and
goods,
pick up
honest,
everything
reliable,
that's in your computer
you have a
without
business,
it even being turned on.
Let us put you in touch
you don't
with
even
our loyal, supportive, and dedicated
you know, I guess if
today,
you totally shut off, obviously that would happen. But you don't have to be into it. If you just have power into your system overnight and leave the power on into your computer system overnight, they can come in at any time, never let you know. And, of course, the scary part now, with the cameras, they are actually implanting cameras in some of the new computer systems. They could watch and record any room that has a computer and a hooked-up computer camera. They can watch, record your very movements. And it is this bad, folks. This is not, I'm not talking about something today that might be in place in 5 or 10 years. It's a done deal. And unless you have a computer that's so old, it won't even keep up with the rest of the world, these are the pieces of covert equipment that is already embedded into what we have in our homes. This is very scary stuff. And they built recently, and I, matter of fact, I have a little sequence in my brand new DVD, the one that talks about Nibiru, the 10th planet, coming back in the next, sometime in the next few years to wreak havoc on the entire globe. We have that new DVD is finished and ready. And a little part in there, I point out that the NSA had just finalized about a year or so ago a new location for themselves. It's in the desert, and it is the size, the building, cover 19 football fields in size. These are buildings owned by the NSA, the National Security Agency, the Homeland Security. They have this one location that is totally filled. All these buildings, now I'm going to repeat this, 19 football fields of buildings under roof, and it's nothing but computerized warehousing of everybody that in the United States that they have wanted to track. And that almost does include everybody. And it has all of your emails, all of your computers work. Anything that you've been doing has been microchipped down and is stored in this gigantic facility that you can't even get within 100 yards of these buildings without being stopped and picked up. And it's out in the desert, and it's gigantic. It dwarfs the Pentagon and all the rest of these locations where they used to carry all of that, but now they put it into these huge, top-secret located facilities in the middle of the desert. It's just way past that. Poor Frank Church would roll over in his grave, and I don't know, he had a lot of bad things that he was involved with, and I don't want to pat him on the back more than he actually deserved, but this one confrontation expose that he did in his committee investigating the NSA and the CIA, that investigation was very, very, very good for us, but I'm afraid it fell on deaf ears because they permitted the NSA to continue what they've been doing. I'm looking right now to just see
coming
this,
from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. I'm bringing in the news
into your
behind
into
the
your
news, the story behind the story.
Hoping to read any of your emails, all of your web browsing, see your entire history.
But in the battle of the survival of Christian civilization,
have your computer, you know, you have a history
delusion
that
will determine what the future will bring.
And ladies and gentlemen,
the media is controlled. It's rigidly controlled by six major corporations. They control 90% of the outlets, and they largely determine what you agree, hear, say, and what you believe. And all this called wrong over and ignorant about the threat of terrorism,
but all of those
and
are
whether all these
history,
terrorists are going to come there
and
commit
the NSA
all sorts of acts of brutality.
Come
ladies
in at night,
and our southern border is wide open. Any terrorist who wants to come in could come into this country and commit acts of terrorism. How many acts of terrorism do we have in America every week? How many do we have every month, every year? And I don't think the average individual has any
everybody knows
concept.
About 9/11.
Or do we know what
about
9/11?
If you
go
up
on the internet and sit
alone,
and watch Building 7 come down and have not been planned either.
We
basically realized that was a controlled demolition.
And that was a controlled demolition.
Eliminate
the
war on
terrorism
in this world.
What
are your thoughts?
This evening is one of my favorite guests, William Gregg. He said
that formerly
a chief editor of the New American Magazine.
He
has worked for a number of other key magazines and publications. He's a frequent guest on radio programs.
And
right now,
that may be too far to the left.
Hi, William, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Stan.
My feeling was that that may be something that was kind of over the top. But I'm not sure now that I've seen what's taken place in the last 20, 30 years. That may, in fact, be a reality. The actual concept of elimination of multiple millions of human beings to put it down to a controllable size. However, I think what has happened to other
possibly
countries.
That the Lord has sent in
a
new
immunity
quarterback
blocking system
coming up within a short period of time. I believe, and this is what I have in my new expose on the title Incoming, which is a huge library of information. It's actually 4 hours. It's very tedious because of the length. When you go through, when you get your copy of the incoming DVD, expose that we have out now, which talks about the incoming of Nibiru, my belief
if they don't
is
have the
that
ability
all of the trillions of dollars
the world
that these bums have stolen, they've taken the money out of the Fort Knox. There's no money in there, no gold in Fort Knox any longer. That's gone.
I believe it was
the actual cash. It's been
there was
diverted,
an announcement
as
from
is admittedly, admittedly
a
in the trillions of dollars. They just said they lost it.
Of course,
they can't keep track of trillions of dollars. All of that money, folks, has been put into underground facilities
and what that means
to protect and save and a survival continuity of government. That's what they call it. It's
and
continuity
of
the wealthy elite.
The Saudis,
they have built over 110 underground facilities in the United States of America
the
to hide the limited few thousand people that they will put underground when whatever is coming is going to take place.
Well, now
people can argue that they think maybe a financial collapse.
The Chinese currency.
That a financial collapse would not cause these people that have control of our tax dollars to take trillions.
And of course, this will have a profound impact upon the lives of everybody out there in the audience listening to this program. Because when the U.S. dollar, fiat currency, was recognized for just what it is,
you have to apply logic. The people that argue with me and say, hey,
the world will cease to exist.
Everybody's saying that they don't see Nibiru. They can't see it. Where is it? How come we don't see it yet if it's coming in? You know, okay, well, there's reasons for that, which I also explain on the DVD. As to why you will readily see it until it is a star visible in the sky, recognized as a new star. When that happens, we probably have a few months before it passes close.
Well, no, but is this actually a star or is it a planet?
No, it will appear. It will appear like a new star. And they will, of course, at first, when it appears, everybody's going to see it. You know, amateur astronomers and multitude of people will see it. And they're going to say, hey, look, there is a new star up there. It's not supposed to be there. They're going to refer to it as a new star. It is, in fact, a huge planet, 5 times the size of Earth, with 4 or 5, and maybe even more, but at least, I believe, 5
natural or pharmaceutical
moons that circles it like its own little solar system, and it is going to come back by.
In incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce, because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception.
It's
patented alkaline mineral base. Protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicin also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlicin in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlicin now. Garlicin, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use
on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze dried foods known as long range patrol rations or LURPs. Soldiers love LURP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LURPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, certainly. William has pointed out that there have been other countries that have tried to get away from the petrodollar. Certainly, this is what happened as far as Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein wanted to be able to sell this oil for things other than petrodollar. We know what happened to Saddam Hussein. Certainly, Gaddafi and Libya wanted to be able to sell his product for other currencies other than the dollar, and we know what happened to him. They're both dead. And certainly Iran has certainly been working with the idea of exchanging
America is changing.
Petrodollars.
Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country.
And they're backed by Russia, and now Russia has come out and has talked about
taking other products. If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling.
The
Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. Classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. Which is like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Out of the diversity of the Brent Woods.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract
blamed or credited.
If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today.
Conflict in Russia that we managed to avoid during the Soviet Union, although we're going on to Ukraine because the Russians were abroad.
Well, so the Bob is believes, of course, when this Planet X comes, there's going to be a total disruption in society. That's going to be, and suddenly the breakdown, the riots, the shortages of food. And basically, of course, this is why they're militarizing the police, why they've bought all sorts of ammunition and automatic weapons, and why they're giving Sydney armored personnel carriers and tanks to small little towns. That's all militarizing the police in preparation for the difficult times that are coming. That's why they had the Doomsday Seed Bank. That's 600 or 800 miles from the North Pole. So there'll be food there when they start in all over again. But Bob Boston is the provocative information. And one more time, get out your address so people can get in touch with you, Bob.
Sure. Go on. If you go on your computer, just put Bob Fletcher Investigation.
Amplify
Bob Fletcher and the Bureau, Bob Fletcher Investigations, Planet X, all of those will get you an email onto my website. And if you want to drop me a note, it's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And you've got to get this DVD. I want everybody has to look at this. And if you could come up with a better, more logical reason for them doing what they've done, I want to know what it is, but you will see that Nibiru is on its way back in.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much. I think it's really important to repeat what we understand. Sanctions are the time when I need to remind the United States has put my all sorts of sanctions on Russia, but Russia has retaliated by putting sanctions upon those of you products coming from the United States and from Germany and Europe, and this is going to have tremendous implications as far as the future is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an act of war. Go right ahead. 544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So that we have this wonderful new 4-CD set on dangerous radiation. And basically, there is so much dangerous radiation out there that they know what they're doing. We have a 4-CD set on population control. We have certainly a 4-CD set on the war against the Jews, which goes into what happened during the prior to during the Second World War. But American corporations financed the Nazis, and American corporations in Germany were building the weapons for the Nazis. And then, of course, after the war, we helped them escape to South America. We have a 4-CD set on did Hitler escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Adolf Hitler escaped. How was he able to escape? Well, most people couldn't believe he was killed. There, sitting in the bunker in Berlin, wasn't true at all. Adolf Hitler was simply part and parcel of this very large cult world movement. And so, basically, the 4-CD set that Hitler escaped and the others, and so many others, hundreds of others, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a catalog of why we'd be glad to send you one, give us a call. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day so that you can read our newsletters. We need you to help us get the information out, to get people thinking and questioning and asking what is really going on today. Is it possible that there's a small group that controls both political parties and makes money? Mockery of the electoral process? And the answer is absolutely. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, to understand how they control the media, the doom media monopoly. Both of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. If you're in a position to help us financially, I know it's 1-800-544-8927. If you can't help us financially,